أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. As we wind down towards the end of this series of hadith on the importance of the Quran and connecting or reconnecting rather to the thakalain, the Quran and the family of the Prophet and the Prophet himself, obviously, peace and blessings be upon all of them. We come upon a beautiful tradition which each and every one of us, young and old, needs to reflect upon. And it's traditions like this which we will shortly relate that need to be written in gold and emblazoned on our homes and our walls and to be read every single day of our lives. Because traditions like this, especially for the young women and men of our community, are traditions which hopefully will make us change and give us a greater purpose in life and a greater sense of our responsibility in the world around us, especially to our religion and its teachings, and safeguarding these for our future generation. Let us read the words of the sixth Imam, Imam Ja'far ibn Muhammad al-Sadiq, peace be upon him, and they will come back to reflect on this tradition and understand the importance of it within our lives. The Imam says the following statement: "One who recites the Quran and is a believing youth, the Quran becomes mixed with his flesh and blood, and Allah, the noble and great, will place him with the noble devoted angels. In addition, the Quran will act as a barrier between him and the hellfire on the day of judgment." Even though the word him or his has been used within this hadith in the masculine form, we obviously understand that this is not limited to men. This also equally applies to women, to the sisters in our community. The sixth Imam shows us that the importance of the Quran can never be underestimated, and especially when we're young, the importance of the Quran becomes even more of a critical factor for us to think about. And he shows us that when a young man or a young woman recites the Quran, that Quran becomes mixed with their flesh and blood. You know, it was just like when we eat food. We know that when we eat food that our body breaks it down and it takes the minerals and vitamins and nutrients and it, you know, pushes that through the body, so the blood has the energy, the oxygen is there, the blood has the ability to push all of this to the body to give us energy, vitality, to move, to do things. A food that we eat can become mixed with our body and we can grow healthy and strong bones and become productive members of society. The Imam says the recitation of the Quran, especially in our youth, it does the same thing. It mixes with our flesh and bones. It becomes a part of us. It becomes a part of that young man or young woman. The Imam also shows us that such a young man or woman who is devoted to the Quran, who is reading it, who is trying to understand it, to implement it, that they will be placed in the ranks of the angels. Again, what a great noble reward Allah is promising each and every young man and woman who reads the Quran, that your ranking is with the angels. And last but not least, as the hadith says, that this recitation of the Quran will also serve as a shield, as a protector, as a barrier between the young man or woman and the fire of hell. That the Quran will be a safeguard, it'll be a protection from any of the tribulations of the day of resurrection. And we know that there are so many things that can happen on that day. And so what better way to protect ourselves? Again, especially the young women and the young men of our community and our society, than by attaching themselves to the Quran, by reading it, by reading the translation, by reading the commentaries, by trying to learn and understand and ultimately implement the Quran within our lives. That this is a promise from the sixth Imam, and this is a wish, this is a desire, this is something which the sixth Imam is showing that he wants the youth to commit, that he wants them to be committed to recitation of the Quran, to benefiting from this very beautiful book of Allah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.